This is Future Talk.
Future Talk.
Future Talk with Amyal Saleh and Hani Balkis.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Future Talk right here on Pulse 95. It is me, Hani Balkis, with Amyal Saleh, bringing you guys everything you need to know about what's happening in the tech world in the UAE and all around the world. But let's put tech to the side for one beautiful second here, because
I feel like we came swimming to work today.
You came swimming to work, but
You came flying
over the
water.
Yeah, that's what we call the Nissan Patrol, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, please drive very safely on the road.
Don't drive like Hani.
Don't be like Hani. Do not go fast on the road. I was driving 5 kilometers per hour?
Yes.
5.
I was driving 5-0.
The roads are not a joke. It is very risky.
And 100%.
So we truly, truly hope that you're being as safe on the road as possible. Be very kind to those around you. Understand that we're all in this together. We're all swimming across these roads right now.
You guys are swimming. For us four-wheelers, we're having a good time. Everyone's scared. I have the windows down.
How
I'm listening
do
to Fadl Shakir.
How do you have the windows down? I'd be showered by then.
Yeah, because life is beautiful when you drive a four-wheel. Lord.
The weather is really nice, but it's just the roads are a bit of a situation.
But again, all jokes aside, ladies and gentlemen, do take care when you're on the road. Actually, a lot of you should be working from home today, and a lot of you should be studying abroad, as the UAE government has advised all entities, government and private, to stay indoors and to do your jobs online if you can.
Please don't leave unless you have to. Don't go shopping.
Please don't leave so Omnia can go home quicker. But ladies and gentlemen, we are suspecting at around 4:30 p.m. for wave 2 of the storms to come. Omnia is praying to Allah Almighty that does not happen.
I'm home by then.
Inshallah, we'll all be home safe and sound. Now, ladies and gentlemen, when it does come to UAE news in the tech world, UAE has announced crew members to take part in the next phase of the Mars simulation mission.
Yes, indeed. We're also going to be talking all about Meta and how they have temporarily closed the Threads platform in Turkey. Why is that? What are the latest updates? We're going to be discussing that in just a bit.
Yes, and ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about how dementia detecting cameras can support aging populations. I think the number one case study they need to do is on our great Joe Biden. This man has dementia, 100% sure. Joe Biden
doesn't even need a diagnosis at this
point.
Yeah,
I mean, but if we can get these cameras that are on Biden, I think I would love to see Donald Trump go to town regarding that as well.
Yes, indeed. In the world of tech and Tesla, we're talking all about Elon Musk and how he has actually gone ahead and published a memo where he decided to lay off more than 10% of the global workforce. Why is that? What does he have in mind? We're going to be discussing that and so much more in just a bit. Please keep Pulse 95 locked, as we're going to be entertaining you all throughout the rain.
Daily digital news. Bits and bytes connect our world.
Your quick roundup on everything that is happening in the world of tech right here in the UAE and all around the world. We're talking all about the UAE announcing it is its most recent crew member to take part in the next phase of the Mars simulation mission. Sharif Al-Rumaythi will be spending 45 days in Houston, Texas, living with other crew members, going ahead and inspiring the Emirati youth even further. As Mohammed bin Rashid Space Center has finally revealed the identity of the Emirati who will be taking part in the next phase of the NASA simulation to replicate the conditions of the mission to Mars. A lot of people are actually quite confused. They think that these astronauts will actually be going to Mars, but in ahead of their missions to Mars, they tend to take them to Houston, Texas to spend 45 days usually in an area that is very similar to what the situation and what the atmosphere on the planet of Mars is like.
Yes, and ladies and gentlemen, we're looking at how this is a new crew member coming to the fun of space. And again, we're looking at how this project will involve analog astronauts, crew members, to take part in the simulated missions on Earth, and obviously to test the effects of the body. Now, after living 45 days with other crew members and its specially designed facility in Houston, Texas, as part of the Human Exploration Research Analog Project, or better known as HERA. You know, it's funny because actually we have an area in Sharjah called Al-Hira.
Yeah.
Yes, and again, We're looking at how Salim Al-Marri, who is the Director General of the Mohammed bin Rashid Space Center, said in a statement that, we are pleased to announce the selection of Sharif Al-Rmethi for the second analog study of the UAE analog program at the Hira Habitat. I'm just going to call it Hira, marking another significant step towards the UAE's vision for space exploration. Now, we're looking at how, ladies and gentlemen, in isolation, the Hira facility is a three-story habitat that offers the isolation, confinement, and remote conditions that are experienced during space exploration missions. Now, Mr. Al-Rmethi is part of the second group of volunteers to participate in an analog study in Hira this year. Now, the first phase was actually completed all the way back in March, and the third and fourth phases will take place in August and November. And it is actually the second simulation mission in which the Emirates has been involved in after Saleh Al-Amiri, or Al-Amri, completed an 8-month mission in Russia all the way back in 2022. Now, let's not forget, ladies and gentlemen, Russia has been, a well contender. It's been a contender in the race to space ever since the Soviet Union. Let's not forget the Soviet Union and NASA. We're racing to space, and actually there's a little bit of a conspiracy theory that the Soviet Union was first, but no one ever,
actually gave them credit for it. Yes, indeed. Now, looking at it, this mission is actually scheduled to begin on the 10th of May, and it will blend scientific research with an international collaboration alongside NASA. It is mainly done to deepen the understanding of all the physiological, the psychological challenges that these astronauts tend to go through during their long-duration space travels through experiments right here on planet Earth. And so, looking at it, just to give you a little bit of a background on our new crew member, a new astronaut that we're looking to for him to actually start rising, Mr. Al-Rmethi is actually a pilot. He has more than 16 years of experience in the airline industry, and that includes more than 9,000 flight hours on multiple Airbus and Boeing aircrafts. And so, looking at it, he is definitely a great candidate for this mission. The Hira facility will definitely be a great way for them to start kind of getting used to the habitats on Mars. And looking at it, we're also witnessing the first phase actually having been completed back in March, and the third and fourth phases will begin in August and November. And so this is going to be the second simulation mission that the UAE has actually been involved in after Saleh Al-Amiri completed the 8-month mission in Russia back in 2022. And so we're very excited, as this project will definitely be also witnessing a lot of experiments that different universities in Sharjah and the UAE will be taking part of. Some examples are the American University of Sharjah, the University of Sharjah, Mohammed bin Rashid University of Medicine and Health Sciences, across many, many others. 4215, let us know what are your thoughts. We'll be taking a very short break, but when we come back, we're talking all about Meta temporarily closing the threats platform in Turkey.
Daily digital news. Bits and bytes connect our world.
Ladies and gentlemen, Meta is temporarily going to close the Threads platform in Turkey. Now, the social media rival of X is complying with interim order by competition authority banning it and Instagram from sharing all of that data. Now, Meta Platforms, which is the parent company of Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp, said on Monday that it was temporarily shutting down its Threads social media platform in the country of Turkey. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, Turkey is trying to change its name, or it has changed its name. So, based off of them, we're saying it wrong. So it should be said Turkiye.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to happen at the end of this month. Now, this is the order to comply with an interim order from the Turkish Competition Authority.
Yes, indeed. Now, looking at it, they recently issued an interim order prohibiting the sharing of data between Threads and Instagram because they decided to go ahead and protect their users' information. But looking at it, Meta said in a statement that they disagree with the interim order and they decided to appeal. And so The TCA's interim order left them with no choice, while emphasizing the company's plan to constructively engage with the authority in hopes of eventually bringing back the social media platform. And so the TCA's ruling was actually first announced back in March. It was prohibiting the sharing of data, as we've mentioned, between Threads and Instagram. But currently, various Threads posts from users on the application can be seen on the Instagram application, which was widely seen as a way to increase usership and the synergy between both platforms that were operated by Meta. The Threads app also leverages Instagram by making it a key component for those who want to start using the application, which does allow users to instantaneously flow and follow all the accounts on Threads that they already follow on Instagram. And so Meta did say that it would be suspending the app's use in Turkey. It is still believed that it is operating within the country's data laws, but they do disagree with the interim order because they believe that they are complying with all Turkish legal requirements, and they decided to go ahead and appeal.
Yes, and again, ladies and gentlemen, we're looking at how, this is the ruling, and, it is to curb the sharing between Threads and Instagram, even though it's the same platform, but I understand where Turkey is coming from. Now, months after its U.S. debut, Threads was launched in the EU, but only after tweaks were made to the platform, obviously to comply with the EU rules. Now, we're looking at how first announced in July of 2023 in the U.S. and largely seen as a competitor of X, even though it wasn't really a competition. Now, we're looking at how, again, the download record has been previously set by AI chat tool ChatGPT, which took 2 months to cross 200 million users. And we are looking at how the company said it does aim to minimize disruption for Thread users in Turkey as well. Now, I don't know how Turkey is with Threads or even X, or even if they care too much. I don't think they care too much.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, but again, I mean, who even cares about Threads? I mean, it was fun for like a week, and then everyone was like, yep, we're back to X. Again, 4215, ladies and gentlemen, let us know what you guys think. We are taking a very short break, and when we come back, much more tech news is coming at you. We are going to the sports headlines. And again, ladies and gentlemen, we do know you guys are on the road, and we want you guys to stay safe. So that is why we will be keeping you guys company on the road. But again, ladies and gentlemen, remember,
drive very slowly.
Drive very safe. Drive very slowly. Don't drive like me. But at the same time, do not drive like Omnia.
Japan is leading the way when it comes to basically life-changing technology. They're definitely using technology and playing a key role when it comes to the aging community, because they have now created what is known as dementia detecting cameras, and it will heavily support aging populations, because we definitely know the UAE's population is one of those that are actually aging quite quickly, and a lot of healthcare improvements have been done, as well as long-term visas that was allowing more to grow old in the UAE. And so now Japan could be the example to follow when it comes to caring for the elderly, especially with their specialist cameras that have been created as a solution to help safeguard those with dementia. As national data does show that for the first time, 10% of Japan's 125 million population are actually aged 80 or older, with almost 29% older than 65.
Yeah, buddy. Now, again, ladies and gentlemen, we're looking at how, just like Omnia did mention, we're looking at Japan being one of the oldest populations in the world. And obviously, with age, you do get the bad side of things. Actually, this hits home a little bit, to be 100% honest with you guys, because, I have two elderly grandparents, and, they're 88 and 85, respectfully. And, they say all the time they didn't expect to reach this age. They expected to go away a long time ago. Alhamdulillah, Allah atahum al-umr, they gave them a long life. And, they're living, alhamdulillah. But, my grandparents always say, they're ready to leave. And they're ready to go, because at one point in time, the body starts to deteriorate, right? Their bones are fragile, their teeth start falling out, they're tired. A lot of health problems come as they get older. So again, to have a camera that would detect dementia even at an early age is very important, because if they're going to be living until 88 or 90 or whatever, God seems deemable for them to live, You know, you would like them to live at least a comfortable life. Now, we're looking at how the technology was developed by Ridgelines Limited, which is a subsidiary of Fujitsu, which, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, at one point in time was a very well-known camera brand, and it does use AI to allow medical professionals, care staff, or even trusted members of communities to provide better care for those with dementia by analyzing camera footage and based on their walking patterns. Now, we're looking at how researchers at Ridgelines worked alongside Japan's National Cerebral and Cardiovascular Center Hospital and Knoll, which is a Nagio-based developer of AI solutions, to develop the highly accurate human motion analytics sensing technology to create a new algorithm for scanning and identifying gait data. Now, we're looking at how AI is being implemented with the technology of the cameras, so that is where Future Talk says, wow.
Yes, indeed. Now, this technology is not intended to diagnose those with dementia, but rather to offer professionals that are entrusted with the well-being of the elderly a new way to better care for them in a way that is less invasive and more helpful. And so looking at it, the technology does help users identify people with gait characteristics of those with dementia or cognitive decline that might be based on the way they walk, whether they have shuffling feet, whether they have a hunched posture, or even slightly parted legs. And so looking at it, the cameras would be very effective in areas where the elderly with dementia are active in their daily lives, because the technology would be mainly used in settings such as nursing homes, their residences, where they live, with very, very big emphasis on privacy, because that is exactly what this technology is offering them, a great privacy. And so looking at them, they are definitely going to be focusing on a system that can be used for Japan's society in accordance with the Japanese law, as well as different guidelines that would help them expand the technology to also be used in other countries. And that will definitely be to make sure that they're also complying with the ethical frameworks, the cultural preferences, as well as the personal privacy of every country that they are planning to go ahead and expand this technology for. Because we have definitely seen that the UAE has a growing, we could say, population that is aging. And so being able to care them, to care for them in a better way while still maintaining their privacy is very important.
100%, Omni. And again, we're looking at how, you know, with the aging and the UAE's population getting older, that is to show how well our healthcare system is, because we are looking at, when it comes to statistics and other data, that when a country has good healthcare and it has state-of-the-art facilities, that is how the older grow
and
age more. Because, again, you are suffering less illnesses. And if you do get an illness, you know, it is cured pretty quickly. So, again, crazy technology we're seeing. But, ladies and gentlemen, 4215, let us know what you guys think. And we are going to be taking a short break. But when we come back, we're going to talk about all about Tesla and how it will lay off more than 10% of global workforce. And we're going to be talking about how Elon Musk said it in a memo. And that just goes to show that Tesla, I don't like Tesla. But 4215, taking a short break. But when we come back, much more tech news is coming at you.
Check this out. Check this out. All 95.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking all about Tesla and how they're going to lay off more than 10% of their global workforce, and we're going to be talking about the Elon Musk memo. Now, the company's shares did close down to more than 5% just yesterday after that call. Now, we're looking at how the memo was first reported by Electric, which is a kind of like a rumor source for everything Elon Musk. Now, in that memo, ladies and gentlemen, he says, this is his word, open quote, "As we prepare the company for our next phase of growth, it is extremely important to look at every aspect of the company for cost reductions and increasing productivity. As part of this effort, we have done a thorough review of the organization and made the difficult decision to reduce our headcount by more than 10% globally." Now, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes when I look at videos of Elon Musk, I wonder how this man is so rich.
I mean, if you think of it, it is questionable how he made it, but he definitely did make it. But looking at it, his company is failing in a way. They have definitely been struggling as they have been having falling sales and an intensifying price war for electric vehicles. About every 5 years, Elon Musk's strategy on making Tesla thrive is to basically reorganize and streamline the company for the next phase of growth. And so looking at it, they've had declining sales. They've fallen about, their shares closed 5.6% lower than they have before at $161.48. And so looking at it, he has definitely been struggling. The company's stock is going down and the company's growth is also going down as they have definitely been taking a bruising in the past recent month. They failed about 31% a year to date. And electric vehicles sales are still gaining popularity worldwide. Their sales growth rate has been slowing down, especially for Tesla, because they have now been facing more competition than ever. To end 2023, China's BYD has temporarily dethroned Tesla as the world's top EV market and EV maker. And so Chinese smartphone company Xiaomi as well, back in March, did say that they were going to be selling their first ever electric car for far less than Tesla's Model 3. And so Elon Musk had previously recognized China being home to a large Tesla factory, but also housing the company's largest and strongest competition. But he did believe that there are a lot of people who would still be looking at Tesla even if there are many other Chinese car makers.
If you ask me, Liz John, BYD is doing much better in the electric car market. And again, not just BYD, there's a couple of other manufacturers, car manufacturers that are doing great. And if I had the choice, I wouldn't go with Tesla. But for me, I love my gas-guzzling cow, the Nissan Patrol. I'm going to stay with the petrols for a while. 4215, ladies and gentlemen. Let us know what you guys think. But this does mark the end of Future Talk for today. Omni 9, inshallah, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Stay safe, drive safe. Mm-hmm. And remember, Pulse 95 is going to keep you entertained because the show don't stop, sunshine or rain.